This week's scene of the president, vice president, Harvard professor, and Cambridge policeman meeting so civilly over beers might be an occasion to note how much history can change. In the summer of 1929, President Herbert Hoover's wife, Lou Hoover, planned the traditional tea for the wives of all U.S. congressmen, and in those days, most representatives were congressmen. Oscar DePriest, a Republican from Chicago, when Chicago had Republicans, was the first African-American elected to Congress since Reconstruction. No African-American had been invited to dine at the White House since Theodore Roosevelt and Booker T. Washington had dinner there in 1901. Life in official Washington, D.C. was unofficially as segregated as the Deep South. Would Lou Hoover invite Mrs. Jessie DePriest, the congressman's wife, and controversy? The Hoovers didn't blanch. Mrs. DePriest was invited, admitted, and all the guests reportedly had a nice tea. While some newspaper editorials assailed Lou Hoover for defiling the White House, Mrs. Hoover was serene that she'd done the right and gracious thing. 80 years later, the President of the United States is African American, and the most controversial feature of this week's meeting was that Vice President Biden had a non-alcoholic beer. Was he the designated driver?